you mentioned how important it was to score a touchdown. Yeah. You had so many good things, but you didn't get the touchdown. How much does that temper anything?
Man, coming off the field, it was frustrating. I'm not going to lie. We got down there, and I even pleaded to Coach Marone to let us go for it on the fourth down. Went to the right place with the ball. Defense just, made a good play on it. I just got to go back to the drawing board. Like I said, in the past 2 weeks, now a third week, being that it's our third game, we just got to capitalize, truly, because we need to get that fixed, obviously, before we play Chicago, because we have to score in the red zone, and that'll help, give us more of a cushion. Obviously, we're not playing the full games in these preseason games, but if we can score as the first group, that'll give us more of a cushion so, the second and third team can kind of relax a little more.
Did you feel as in sync tonight as you did maybe on Thursday?
Early on, I thought it was a few. I know the throw and the rollout on a third down that I missed, very uncharacteristic. Obviously, the interception. I went to the right place. They played two man. Just got to get the ball up for Scott. He's a tall guy. So, obviously, you have to throw a ball, probably a foot over his head. Just let him go up and make a catch. If he doesn't catch it, that's fine. But you never want to turn the ball over. But like I said, went to the right place, just a bad throw. Outside of that, I thought we moved the ball very well. We were very good on third down. Like I said, the whole night I thought we were moving. We had long drives, 86-yard drive, and we just didn't capitalize in the red zone or in the goal line.
Do you feel it's maybe one thing here, one thing there? It's that close, though?
Yeah, we're very close. Offensively, I think the defense, they're doing a great job, but, obviously my focus is offense, and I think we're very close to where we need to be. Obviously, there's still tons of work to be had until we get to that point. But I think we're doing the right things. And like I said earlier, this past week, I think this was a great opportunity for us to go against a different defense, and especially Coach LeBeau, to get a chance to work with those guys and work against them. I thought we were very effective during the week. And, as a first group, I thought we did a good job moving the ball. But nonetheless, we have to score when we get those opportunities.
Seemed like the majority of stuff was short stuff, running backs, tight ends. Didn't really have that, shot down the field that we saw last week. Was it just the matter of the looks, or were they just?
They were dropping seven, man. They, you got to take what the defense gives you. When they're dropping guys, and there's no reason to necessarily force throws or anything. And I think that's the sign of my maturity, knowing that, hey, if they're going to drop guys, hit the check down, let Fred run for, take 8-10 yards. When you get the opportunity to hit a deep hook or anything like that, or something, a crossing route, we had one of those to Woody across the middle, So when we had the opportunity to get shots down the field, we took advantage of them, but we didn't have the post or the goals, and that's just because they were playing so soft in the background.
On the play where Sammy got hurt, what did you see on
that? I kind of rushed myself. First, the ball wasn't very good. I'm not sure exactly what happened to him. I couldn't really tell if he got hit or if the guy. I know he got hurt, obviously, but it was more so I was kind of looking at my ball path. But we got the penalty, so I'm assuming the guy hit him or did something illegal, and hopefully he's fine from it.
Can you, EJ, just comment on Robert's consistency through the preseason here? Each game, and you're obviously a part of that, but he's making plays for you each and every week, and looked like you were looking for him early tonight.
Woody's done a great job, this whole camp. Each day he's been out there playing with a hunger, that you want to see from a receiver, a guy who, he always feels like he's open. And, whenever, even if he's covered, he's still going to go out there and make a big catch for you. And, I feel like we have all the receivers we have. If you get around those guys, they're going to, 9 times out of 10, they're going to come down with a catch. So Woody's been very consistent. I'm very happy about that. And I think the more we continue to work together, Woody, Sammy, Mike, all those, those main three guys will be very lethal as often.
He brought it down on the third and goal play for you on the fade there. Was it the ball just kind of dripped on you?
Corner pushed him out. Corner pushed him wide out of bounds, and the ball was at a spot where he could go make a play. But like I said, defense, they do a good job sometimes too. So anytime we get an opportunity to throw a fade, we want to take advantage of it. And I feel like all our guys are good fade runners, but nonetheless, defense has made a good play there.
From my viewpoint, what is his role? Because we've seen in the past couple of weeks Hogan taking pretty much all the slot. Reps with the first team. So, to you, what is Robert's role?
In my opinion, Woody's going to, he's going to play. In my opinion, I don't think there's ever going to be a game where he's not playing. I assume that he'll, be out there when we first go out, as far as the first group and things like that. So, he's such a, a versatile receiver. You could put him in the slot. You could put him outside. So, I think that's still on Coach Hackett, Coach Marone, all, those guys will make that decision. But I know without a shadow of a doubt he'll be on the field. So, I think we'll obviously see as, the weeks close in on Chicago.
How does Sammy's absence affect the offense?
I think Sam will be fine. He got hurt early in the game. But, you know, it affects his offense because he's a lethal guy. The great thing about it is you have a guy like Woody or a guy like Ease or somebody to come in and, you know, and not necessarily fill that void, but come in and pick up, you know, where he left off a little bit. Sammy is, you know, he's done a great job. He's been very consistent this camp as well. So like I said, just hopefully he'll come back and bounce back from whatever little injury he had.
Coach,